Achol Malong, a South Sudanese activist in Khartoum, says the 60 people who were sentenced to 6 months imprisoned in El Obeid did not possess any document when they entered Sudan. Malong says those detained for illegally entering Sudan were mainly from northern Bahr al-Ghazal and Warab state as well as Abyei administrative area. She says in addition to the prison sentence, the court also fined each of individuals 50,000 Sudanese pounds. The detainees were arrested in El Obeid, the capital of Sudan's North Darfur state, last week. Malong says officials from the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Khartoum are in touch with authorities in El Obeid regarding the matter. She says the commission will appeal the sentence and ask for the release of those detained last week. She says the sentence in El Obeid last week was not fair because South Sudanese are considered refugees in Sudan.
Now the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission is working on it, and they say that those people detained are refugees. Anyone who flees his country without any document is considered a refugee. In the past, we agree and say that South Sudanese are refugees in this country. They were convicted without the knowledge of the commission. The commission did not get any copy of the ruling.
Malong says children and women are among those jailed.
There are women, children, and 10 men. Others came from Awil. They are traveling with the buses that travel from Khartoum to Al Miram, from Al Miram to Awil and Wajok. Al from Miram, they take bus to Al Obeid. Another route is from Warab to Abyei, and from there to Al Obeid, and also from Awil direct to Al Obeid, and then to Khartoum.
William Manyond, the information minister in South Sudan's northern Bahr al-Ghazal state, says he had not received official information about the jailing of the 60 South Sudanese nationals, but read about it on social media. Manyond says in 2012, the two countries signed a cooperation agreement that allows free movement between their citizens.
We have been working together with the government of Sudan, and we have bilateral relations whereby our citizens are just moving freely. We don't charge them when they come to South Sudan, especially we, and they don't charge our people when they go there. Actually, we have some refugees camps in South Darfur and also South Kordofan, where our people are staying. And some of our people also moved to Khartoum, and we thought maybe that bilateral relation is still active. But in case something that happens, maybe we will contact the government of Kordofan State and the government of South Darfur so that they tell us exactly what is happening there.
In March, Sudanese Judiciary Authority sentenced 600 South Sudanese refugees in Khartoum to 6 months imprisoned after they were found guilty of engaging in intercommunal fighting that led to the deaths of 7 people during Eid al-Fitr holidays. South Sudan in Focus reached out to the United Nations Refugees Agency, UNHCR, in Khartoum for a comment, but the UNHCR senior spokesperson in Sudan says she could contact colleagues in El Obeid to confirm the incident because mobile phone service has been cut off in Sudan. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.